Okay, so you're curious about how these companies are taking these super powerful AI models and like tailoring them for their own specific business needs. It's like AI is getting its MBA. We've got a stack of articles here that break down the how-to and the why. And let me tell you, it is way more interesting than your average business textbook.
What's fascinating here is that we're seeing companies essentially upskilling AI models using a few different techniques.
Right, it's like sending your AI team to get certified in, well, your business.
Exactly.
And just like any good training program, there are different approaches. One article breaks it down into three main paths: retrieval augmented generation,
Right.
RAG,
Brain tuning. Imagine.
fine tuning, and custom building.
And each one has its own strengths depending on what you're trying to achieve.
Okay.
Retrieval augmented generation, or ARG as it's called, is like giving your AI model a direct line to like a massive database of information. It's not just memorizing facts, it's about being able to access and process relevant information in real time.
So it's not just about what the AI knows, but like what it can access and understand on
Yeah,
the fly.
exactly. The PGA Tour is actually using RA to make sure their AI doesn't trip up on tricky golf facts.
Okay.
They're basically giving it access to their entire rule book and historical data.
That's a clever move.
Yeah.
No more AI announcing the wrong number of Masters wins.
Right.
But what about when the task is even more complex, like when Bayer helps farmers manage their crops?
Right.
That feels like you need something more than just information retrieval, right?
You're absolutely right. For a situation like that, you would likely turn to fine-tuning.
Okay.
Think of it as taking a general AI model and giving it specialized coaching in, say, agriculture. You're feeding it proprietary data, things like soil conditions, weather patterns, crop yield, so it can make tailored recommendations.
So instead of just knowing about farming, the AI starts to understand the nuances of your specific farm and the challenges you face.
Exactly.
That's incredible, but this level of customization can't be cheap.
You've hit on a crucial point. Fine-tuning, while incredibly effective, requires significant resources. And if you're talking about building a custom model from the ground up,
Yeah.
the costs can be even more significant, potentially running into the millions.
Wow, that's a serious investment. So when we talk about custom building, what does that actually entail? Is it literally like building an AI brain from scratch?
It's not quite building a brain from scratch,
Okay.
but it is about designing an AI system tailored to your specific needs. Imagine crafting a bespoke suit. You're carefully choosing the fabric, the cut, every detail to ensure a perfect fit.
Right.
With custom AI, you're selecting the algorithms, the architecture of the model, and training it on a data set that's been carefully curated for your business.
So it's like saying, okay, forget the off-the-rack AI. We need something custom tailored to understand the ins and outs of our business.
Precisely. And we see this happening with companies like Rocket Coast, the mortgage lender. They realized that off-the-shelf AI just couldn't grasp the complexities of mortgage applications and the nuances of homeownership language.
Right. It's one thing to recognize a name and a date, but understanding what a fixed-rate mortgage actually means, or the difference between a condo and a detached home,
Yeah.
that requires a different level of comprehension.
And that's where custom AI comes in. It's about teaching the model to think like your business thinks, to understand the subtle nuances of your industry.
So it seems like companies are really facing a trade-off here. The cost of custom building versus the accuracy and efficiency it offers. Who's taking the plunge to the world of custom AI?
Well, Rocket Coast, as we mentioned, is exploring it for automating aspects of their mortgage application process. They're betting that a custom model will not only speed things up, but also reduce errors and improve the customer experience.
That makes a lot of sense. But for companies with tighter budgets, are ORE and fine-tuning viable options? Or is custom building the only way to truly unlock the power of AI for your business?
That's a great question and one that a lot of businesses are grappling with right now. It's all about finding the right tool for the job.
It sounds like a real balancing act, weighing the costs of these different approaches
Yeah.
against like the potential benefits for your business.
Exactly. And just like any business decision, there's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Right.
But what's exciting is that we're seeing AI models become increasingly specialized, almost like they're developing their own career paths.
Okay, so instead of like a general purpose AI, we're moving towards AI that's an expert in a particular field, like a digital specialist.
Precisely. One area where this is incredibly important is the legal field.
Okay.
Think about it. Accuracy is absolutely crucial in law. Even a small mistake can have huge consequences.
That makes a lot of sense. So how are legal companies using this kind of specialized AI?
There's a company called Luminance that's doing some really interesting work in this area.
Yeah.
They've trained an AI model on a massive data set of legal documents,
Okay.
over 150 million, in fact.
150 million. That must be like feeding an AI the entire Library of Congress, but for lawyers.
It's an incredible amount of data, and it allows their AI to do some pretty remarkable things.
Right.
For example, it can analyze contracts and identify potential risks or inconsistencies, like in seconds, something that would take a human lawyer hours or even days to do.
Talk about a productivity boost. But it's not just about speed, is it? It's also about reducing the risk of human error, especially in a field as detail-oriented as law.
Absolutely. The CEO of Luminance actually said that having AI trained specifically on legal contracts is crucial for ensuring accuracy and minimizing risk.
Yeah.
It's like having a digital legal eagle on your team.
Okay, that's a pretty compelling image. So we've got AI that can play golf trivia, AI that can advise farmers on their crops, and now AI that can analyze legal documents. It makes you wonder, like, what are the limits of this technology?
It is incredible to think about how quickly this field is evolving.
Yeah.
And while it's tempting to get caught up in the what ifs, I think it's important to remember that these AI models are tools. They're incredibly powerful tools, but tools nonetheless.
So rather than asking, will AI replace lawyers? The question becomes, how can AI empower lawyers to do their jobs even better?
Exactly. And this brings us back to the concept of human expertise.
Right.
Just because we have AI that can analyze legal documents
Right.
doesn't mean we no longer need human lawyers. In fact, it might make their expertise even more valuable.
That's a really interesting point. It's like how having a GPS doesn't mean we no longer need skilled navigators.
Right.
Just means they can focus on higher level tasks and decision making.
It's about finding that synergy between human intelligence and artificial intelligence. Each has its strengths, and when you combine them effectively,
Yeah.
you can achieve some truly remarkable results.
So where does this leave us in terms of the different approaches to AI upskilling? We've talked about the cost of custom building, the specialization of models like Luminance in the legal field. How should companies be thinking about all of this?
It's all about finding the right fit for your specific needs and resources.
Okay.
If you're a company with highly specialized tasks and a healthy budget, custom building might be the way to go. But for many businesses, RG and fine-tuning offer more accessible entry points into the world of customized AI.
So it's about choosing the approach that aligns with your business goals and your budget realities.
Exactly. And the good news is, as AI technology continues to advance, we're likely to see these techniques become even more sophisticated and accessible in the years to come.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, from the nuts and bolts of, you know, how these AI models are being customized to like the potential impact on different industries.
Yeah, absolutely.
But before we wrap up, I'm curious to hear your take on kind of the bigger picture here. Where do you see all this heading?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's clear that we are on the cusp of a major shift in how businesses operate, with AI playing an increasingly central role.
Right.
And while it's impossible to predict the future with certainty,
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that the companies that embrace these AI upskilling techniques will have a significant advantage in the years to come.
It's like we're moving from a world where AI is a novelty to one where it's like a necessity.
Precisely. And as AI models become more sophisticated and specialized, they'll be able to handle, increasingly complex tasks,
Right.
freeing up human employees to focus on what they do best. Things like creativity, strategic thinking, building relationships.
So it's not about replacing human workers, but augmenting your capabilities, allowing them to operate at a higher level.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where human intelligence and artificial intelligence work in harmony.
Yeah.
And that's an exciting prospect, both for businesses and for the future of work itself.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, I think we've given our listeners plenty to think about.
Yeah.
It's been a fascinating deep dive into the world of AI upskilling for business.
It certainly has. And who knows what new advancements and applications we'll be discussing in our next deep dive.
Right.
The possibilities are truly limitless.
That's the beauty of this field, isn't it? It's
Yeah.
constantly evolving, pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Yeah.
Until next time.